you, she said. Aye, wi' your memories and all, only it changes ye. It gives ye a lot of power, but it takes ye over, makes ye its own. And the last wee bit of ye that is still these ye, well, that'll fight and fight maybe, but it'll dwindle and dwindle until it's a' gone, and ye're just a memory. The Feagles watched both of Miss Level. You never knew what a hag would do at a time like this. Wizards used to summon demons, she said. They may still do so, although I think it's considered so 15 centuries ago these days. But that takes a lot of magic. And you could talk to demons, I believe, and there were rules. Never heard of a hiver talking, said Billy, or obeying rules. But why would it want Tiffany? Said Miss Level. She's not powerful. She has the power of the land in her, said Rob Anybody stoutly. "'Tis a power that comes at need, not for doing wee conjuring tricks. We seen it, mistress.' "'But Tiffany doesn't do any magic,' said Miss Level helplessly. "'She's very bright, but she can't even make a shamble. You must be wrong about that.' "'Any of yous lads seen the hag do any haggling lately?' Rob Anybody demanded. There were a lot of shaken heads and a shower of beads, beetles, feathers, and miscellaneous head items.' "'Do you spy, I mean, do you watch over her all the time?' said Miss Level, slightly horrified. "'Oh, aye,' said Rob airily. "'No in the privy, of course. "'And it's getting harder in her bedroom, "'cause she's blocked up a lot of the cracks for some reason. "'I can't imagine why,' said Miss Level carefully. "'No worse neither,' said Rob. "'We reckon it was 'cause of the drafts.' "'Yes, I expect that's why it was,' said Miss Level. "'So mostly we get in through a mouse hole "'and hides out in her old dolly house "'until she goes to sleep,' said Rob. "'Dinna look at me like that, missus. "'All the lads is perfect gentlemen "'and keeps her eyes tight shut "'when she's getting into her nighty. "'Then there's one guarding her window "'and another at her door. "'Guarding her from what?' "'Everything.' "'For a moment Miss Level had a picture in her mind "'of a silent, moonlit bedroom with a sleeping child.' She saw by the window, lit by the moon, one small figure on guard, and another in the shadows by the door. What were they guarding her from? Everything. But now something, this thing, had taken her over, and she's locked inside somewhere. But she never used to do magic. I could understand it if it was one of the other girls messing around, but Tiffany? One of the Feagles was slowly raising a hand. Yes, she said.
"'It's me, Mistress Big Jan. "'I dinna know if it was proper haggling, Mistress,' he said nervously. "'But me and Nearly Big Angus saw her doing something odd a few times, eh, Nearly Big Angus?' "'The Feagle next to him nodded, and the speaker went on. "'It was when she got her new dress and her new hat.' "'And very bonny she looked too,' said Nearly Big Angus. "'Aye, she did that. "'But she'd put them on, and then standing in the middle of the floor, she said,' "'What was it she said, Nearly Big Angus?' "'See me,' Nearly Big Angus volunteered. Miss Level looked blank. The speaker, now looking a bit sorry that he'd raised this, went on, "'Then after a wee while we'd hear her voice say, "'See me not,' and then she'd adjust the hat, you know, maybe to a more fetching angle.'
"'Oh, you mean she was looking at herself in what we call a mirror,' said Miss Level. "'That's a kind of—'
"'We ken well what them things are, mistress,' said Nearly Big Angus. "'She's got a tiny one all cracked and dirty, "'but it's nae good for a body as wants to see herself properly.'
"'Very good for the stealing mirrors,' said Rob Anybody. "'We got to her genie a silver one with garnets in the frame.'
"'And she'd say, "'See me,' said Miss Level.
"'Aye, and then see me not,' said Big Jan. "'And between times she'd stand very still like a statue.'
"'Sounds like she was trying to invent some kind of invisibility spell,' Miss Level mused. "'They don't work like that, of course.'
"'We reckon she was just trying to throw her voice,' said Nearly Big Angus. "'So it sounds like it's coming from somewhere else, you ken. "'We Ian can do that a treat when we're hunting.'
"'Throw her voice,' said Miss Level, her brow wrinkling. "'Why did you think that?'
"'Cause when she said, "'See me not," it sounded like it was no coming fra her, and her lips didn't move.'
Miss Level stared at the Feagles.
When she spoke next, her voice was a little strange. "Tell me," she said, "when she was just..."